Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Before you know it, it's the end of the year, and this means it's time to register with the Catastrophe Fund. In this edition of Calling Farmers, we tell you all you need to know to register with the fund. I'm Camille Guthrie. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hanno, Minister of Youth and Culture. There are times when the state has to exercise its responsibility and intervene in matters pertaining to our children. For the safety and protection of our children, part of that intervention might include the removal of a child from his or her home. It is never our intention to break up families. In fact, we believe that the home is the best environment for all children, and we try our best to ensure that children remain with their families. The care and protection of children is the responsibility of both parents. So let us work together to build strong families and loving homes.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate. And so I learned to
depend on me. Wind storms and other natural disasters continue to threaten the sustainability of the banana industry. However, what's worse than these threats is the lack of provision to assist with recovery after these threats become reality. And this is where the Catastrophe Fund comes in. The six-year-old fund was established to provide assistance to commercial banana farmers in the aftermath of natural disasters. Banana Board General Manager Janet Conney explains how the fund works.
It's a contributory fund. Farmers must register with us at the beginning of every year. We go on a drive, we make it very public. We go out into the communities, the banana communities, and we really try to get farmers to contribute to their own recovery.
Farmers must contribute a small sum to the fund in order to benefit.
The fund only asks for $2,500 per hectare per year, and with that, you're able to get much more than that.
The Catastrophe Fund is open to all banana farmers across the island.
It's not for everyone, it's for those who are serious about farming and contribute to the recovery of a damage like we see from Sandy.
The Catastrophe Fund, which is a little over $50 million, is managed by the Banana Board. It was established in 2007 and, as we now know, was set up to assist with the speedy recovery of the island's banana industry in the wake of natural disasters. The Banana Board's CEO is therefore urging farmers to contribute to the fund so they can benefit.
What we want is to ask farmers to contribute to the fund, contribute to their own, what we in Jamaica would call insurance. But it's a sustainability program, and therefore it's a fund that was seeded with EU funding, and what we want is for farmers to build the fund to benefit from their own program.
General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Conney. Registration for the Catastrophe Fund opens at the start of each year. The proverb for this morning is Alligator lay egg but him no fowl. Translation: Alligator lays eggs but it's not a fowl. This means that things are not always what they seem. Because people do similar things does not mean that they should be judged solely on their similarities.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
That's our package. Thanks for having joined us. Join us again tomorrow. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Camille Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.